CBP Commissioner, lax border policies will invite illegal invasion. By Neil Monroe on November 3, 2020. Joe Biden's promised policies on migration would likely invite what would be akin to an illegal invasion. According to Mark Morgan, the acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency. President Donald Trump's policies have turned back a wave of migrants. Morgan said, during a technically non-political press conference in Arizona to celebrate the agency's agents and officials and to slam Twitter's censorship of Morgan's official tweets. The message is clear: if you illegally enter our borders, you will not be allowed into our country, you will be stopped. You will be detained, and you will be returned, he said. But Trump's critics are pushing a strategy of release, protect, and reward, Morgan said, carefully avoiding any mention of Joe Biden. He continued. The reality is clear. Any illegal immigration policies whose pillars consist of release, protect, and reward will sound the alarm: our borders are wide open. It's common sense, who wouldn't come? This will cause, not just another massive illegal immigration crisis, but in my opinion, it would drive what would be akin to an illegal invasion. Morgan's use of the invasion term will prompt sharp criticism from pro-migration activists, who say it could spur violent action against migrants. Gallup reports that about 5 million people in Latin America and roughly 115 million people from other countries want to live in the United States. This rational, reasonable human desire creates massive, unseen pressure on U.S. borders and ensures that even small gaps in the border rules allow a jet of determined migrants to get to the United States, where they push down wages for American blue collars. In 2019, roughly 500,000 migrants used gaps in U.S. asylum law to stream into blue-collar U.S. workplaces and rentals. In 2020, the inflow dropped to just 15,000 because Trump and his deputies blocked up most of the regulatory loopholes. But Biden's 2020 plan promises to reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees, kill Trump's migrant protection program, let companies import more visa workers, and let mayors import temporary workers. He also wants to accelerate the inflow of chain migration migrants, end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony, and dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. The incredible successes we've had in the last 4 years, said Morgan, could be undone in an instant if the tools, policies, and initiatives afforded to CBP by this administration don't remain in the strategy, doesn't continue. From day one of the Trump administration, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has been working around the clock to fix the problems created during the prior administration, said Ken Cuccinelli, the acting deputy secretary at DHS. He continued. I'm proud to say we've made incredible progress. We certainly have more that we need to do, and progress isn't always fast. But under this president's relentless leadership and drive, we have made progress. We fulfilled President Trump's promise to build the border wall. We developed the migrant protection protocols, which gives us the ability to return illegal aliens who try to enter the U.S. through Mexico back to Mexico, and requiring them to wait outside of the United States during their immigration proceedings. In fiscal year 2019, CBP and ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, were forced to release almost 500,000 illegal immigrants. In fiscal year 2020, that number dropped to only about 15,000. That is, a 97% reduction in catch and release. We're protecting the American workers by enforcing visa laws as Congress wrote them, most notably and recently in October. You saw several efforts at strengthening the H-1B non-immigrant visa program. This program has historically been abused, frankly, by corporations in this country seeking to save a buck by replacing American workers with cheaper foreign workers. These are just a few examples of this president's unprecedented achievements on border security and immigration. Make no mistake, they are unprecedented. For decades, previous administrations of both parties paid lip service to these issues, but the result was always the same: hollow words, followed by broken promises. The Trump administration put its promises into action to keep the American people safe and secure. But you'd be hard-pressed to find news coverage of our achievements in the media, he added. Overall, Open-ended legal migration is praised by business and progressives partly because migrants' arrival helps to transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, from taxpayers to companies, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals, corral technological innovation, undermine labor rights, and get many progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities.